problem with that approach is that the information, which is the classified information, which is leaked out and has been posted on WikiLeaks, you know, continues to move all over the internet. So it continues to be copied and reposted all over the internet, and it's also being transferred in ways other than over the web. So people are copying it and sending emails that contain that information.
Yeah. It's almost ironic, isn't it? I mean, DOD built the internet so they would constantly be able to be connected. They didn't want, if one part of it gets shut down, it doesn't bring the whole thing down. And now it's almost coming back at them.
That's right. I mean, it's very pervasive, and that's part of the problem with trying to, you know, what the Air Force is trying to do is really to comply with a memo that was issued by the OMB a couple of weeks ago that said very clearly that classified information which has been leaked into the public domain remains classified and has to be treated as classified. So they're trying to comply with that directive, but you know, you can't do it just by blocking access to websites.
And it seems, at least it feels like a little bit to me, that, you know, there's always this balance between information sharing and security, and you want to try and keep that balance. It seems to me that this balance has just gotten completely out of whack.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's a very interesting situation, but you know, the government has very good reasons why they're doing this, and so you know, what we try to do is figure out how we can help them comply with these directives.
So how do you? I mean, the end goal here is to not have these kinds of cables get out of your control. Is there a way to do that effectively?
There is, and you're right. I mean, there's really two parts to the problem. There's the part that I call the outbound problem, which is preventing the leakage of the classified information in the first place. And then there's the inverse problem, which is the inbound problem, which is once that information is out there, how do you prevent your non-classified networks and systems from being polluted by that information?
Yeah.
And those are both challenges that that the government is facing. Right,
let's take both of them separately. First is, so you don't want that information out there in the first place, and this is very different. It often feels like we're always fighting the last cyber war, which was, okay, people coming in and trying to get our stuff. This is somebody who allegedly was inside and got the stuff out. How do you deal with that effectively?
Well, you know, there are technologies that you can use to do that. You know, we have a technology that we call deep session inspection that basically looks at all of the information that's flowing across the network and enables federal government agencies to control that information either by, you know, preventing it from being transferred or from logging that information.
And I've seen a lot of agencies now completely blocking no USB drives, no DVDs, no CDs, nothing of that sort, because it can't be trusted.
That's right. I mean, removable media is definitely part of the problem. But the other part of the problem is the question of how did that information get down to the laptop in the first place,
yeah,
right? And, for example, in the case of WikiLeaks, you know, a large amount of extremely classified information was downloaded to the computer, and then it was taken off the computer. So there's sort of a network piece of the problem, and then there's the removable media piece. And there are, you know, you can effectively treat both of those aspects of the problem.
And does your tool, are there tools that when somebody downloads that much data, I mean, this is a lot of data that got downloaded. It wasn't just me printing out a PDF or something. This is a lot of information. There are ways that you can see when and almost have alerts when that much data gets downloaded.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, the quantity of the data that was downloaded is one of the means that we use to identify this as a policy violation. So, you know, you look at a couple things. You look at the actual content itself, which is being transferred. You look at how it's being transferred, and you look at how much of it is being transferred, and then you can make a policy decision that violates a policy.
The other point that you said is, okay, once this is out there, how do you control where it goes from there? And there are some tools out there that help you deal with that too.
That's right. And, you know, our particular products can actually help with both the outbound problem and the inbound problem. Hmm. Essentially, it's a similar problem. And in both cases, you really have to be able to identify that classified information based on the content itself. You know, actually analyze the content and identify it as classified so that you can, you know, prevent it either from leaking out or from being consumed again.
And some of this is actual, gets back to the training and people understanding. I mean, if this guy, if what we hear is true, was making almost a political statement by getting it out there. But there are people who this is, information has gotten out there almost by accident, and if they know about it, they'll avoid it.
That's right. I mean, there's definitely the problem of inadvertent data leakage and inadvertent data consumption, and training is definitely part of the solution. But you know, you just can't rely completely on employee training, because it'll never be perfect.
So your big recommendation to folks, as they're all and everyone now is struggling to deal with WikiLeaks and those kinds of things, what should they be doing now?
They really should be looking at the network forensic systems and deep session inspection as a technology that they can connect to their networks so that they can identify and prevent both the outbound leakage of classified information as well as the consumption of classified information.